Paul in Downingtown. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Paul?
Congratulations, Joe. Nice work, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Nice work. I didn't think you'd win that one, and maybe Frisk did pull a bit of a Greg Norman there, but you know what? You won. So, you know, hats off, brother.
Thank you, pal.
And maybe you'll take this going forward. I mean, I really expected to hear Jack 4-3 or something like that. So you winning an extra was really nice, because I'm pulling for you, brother.
Yeah.
I really am.
Well, I appreciate that.
I got nothing against Jack and that, you know, afternoon show that
Jack's,
you know,
he's a good infomercial. No, he's a good kid, man. He really is.
I know. I'm just joking around. I just joke around with those guys.
I know
too.
You do.
I don't. Yeah.
By the way, so do I. He's not a good kid. He's a good young man. Okay, I got to boost his self-esteem a little bit. He's a good young man.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But anyway, man, on to our Phillies. That was a nice series win down there in Atlanta. It was nice to see them bounce back. And, you know, although they kind of continue to struggle, the Phillies continue to struggle against good pitching, it was nice to see them put that inning together. And it was very frustrating, obviously, to have on at least two occasions where we had guys on second and third, one out or no outs, and we don't get any runs out of it. That continues to be frustrating. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they showed some grit.
By the way, they did face a really good pitcher Saturday and Sunday. We got to acknowledge that. I mean,
yeah.
It's not as easy when you're facing those guys.
They're going to face
good pitching
in the playoffs, Joe.
That's what frightens you when you see what has happened this past
week.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's what bothers me like today about the road trip is that we faced five good pitchers, you know, during this road trip, and we won twice. But we didn't look good in any of those, you know, games. And so that's a little bit difficult. You know, that's still kind of a little bit of a bitter pill for me to swallow. But what we're really talking today is about Ranger, who over the last couple of years has become my favorite Philly. And, of course, I want to see him stay.
Yep.
Of course, I want to back the money truck up. Of course, you know, there are two things that complicate this. His agent complicates it. And Aaron Nola's god-awful contract. You know, I don't know. This is where Dombrowski is going to prove to me that he is an excellent GM, because he has to figure this out. He's had years to get bats in here to try to support Harper and Schwarber, and he's failed. I mean, he's pretty much failed across the board. The first light we've seen in terms of support coming, you know, is his name just jumped out of my head, the kid that hit the double.
Kemp, from the minor leagues. I mean, but yeah.
Right. And it's the only guy he's found in the minors. He hasn't found anybody.
I would say creative major league moves, Lizardo, obviously, but hitting-wise, you're right. The hitters that are creative major league moves.
Right.
I mean, Marsh was a major leaguer. You traded a minor. He's not that good anyway, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. And the Phillies have not been dumped out of the playoffs 2 years running because their pitching let them down.
Right.
It's always been about the lineup. It's always been about the bats, you know, and he's had plenty of time to address this. So, you know, with the pieces that he's got, and I mean, this is a puzzle. Like, this is a giant Rubik's Cube. And I love some of the stuff you're throwing out, Joe, like the Sanchez possibilities, trying to get a center fielder. Like, he has got to do something this trade deadline to put this team on one track or another.
Yeah, here's the one thing I'll say. Here's what complicates it big time. Boris and Ranger aren't going to sign a deal this month. So there's a big argument that you can't trade Sanchez or Lizardo, no matter who you get back, unless you know that Ranger is being kept. And you won't know if Ranger is being kept until next year. I mean, I'd like to tell you in November. Yeah. It could be December. It could be January. You know what I mean? Like, it's very complicated, because Boris isn't going to be like, oh, you're in a jam. Well, let me sign a deal with you right now. Ain't going to do it.
Yeah, and if Dombrowski is this, you know, future Hall of Fame-level general manager, let's see the proof in the pudding. Let's see it this year. You know, let's not talk about Boston and, you know, bringing in, you know, arms and bats so that you can win. Let's see you get creative. You know what I mean? Because he's put the Phillies up against it with some of these contracts
that he has. Fair.
And you know, he hasn't given himself a lot of wiggle room.
All right, Paul,
and
give me a song and a movie. I got to get to a few things. A song and a movie. What do you got?
Shallow from that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga play.
That's a good answer right there.
Awesome answer.
Yeah. Yeah. That, no, listen, that's...
I don't like that song.
Really?
They wrote that right together.
Why not?
For that one, didn't they?
I always felt like it had another gear to go to, and it just...
Well, I didn't like where it went halfway through. I loved the beginning, and I thought it veered off. So
maybe
I don't know if that's what you mean, but
it does have a weird like third part where she goes operatic almost.
That's the part I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
All right, Kepler. Man. his comment the other day, not good. So let's address it. It's our first chance, morning show since this all came out. I think this was on Friday.
It was.
Yep.
So Matt Gelb's got a big article in The Athletic, and, he addresses the Kepler situation, who obviously has not played well this year. As of that day, he was hitting .209, 300 on base percentage, .382 slugging. Obviously, they are poor numbers. Kepler was quoted as saying this: "The biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely. That's the biggest challenge." And then he was asked about, did you think you were going to be an everyday player? And he said, "Yeah, I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder." Now, up until that moment, he had started 60 of 81 games. It's a classic platoon when you're a left-handed hitter. There's more right-handed pitchers, follow suit, about three-quarters of them.
Interesting.
Would be what a left-hander would face. So he considers himself not an everyday player at 60 out of 81. And by the way, he's right. He's not an everyday player. But he also plays a heck of a lot more than like...
He started 3 of 24 games against lefties.
Yeah. And he's seemingly making the case that has hurt him. Well, here's the deal, dude. You have hurt the team by hitting 200 in the 60 games you started. I don't know what to tell you. By the way, when you start against primarily only right-handed pitchers... See, here's where his numbers are worse than you could even imagine. When all you do is start against right-handed pitchers, and you're still hitting 200.
Yeah, you're supposed to exhibit a little more expertise than you have.
I mean, James, what's your reaction? Because this was like, look, we've seen bigger missteps. This isn't the end of the world, but it's not good.
Yeah, Max Bleepin' Kepler is now I'm going to
refer to him. You're that far with
him? Yeah, I'm so annoyed with this guy. Like, look, if he had just said, I would play better if I played every day or something like that and just stopped, fine. Like, I wouldn't love it, but fine. But him going on about being promised to play and doubling down on it the next day and all that, it's like it's so, he has no idea how he's playing. He has no, like, frame of reference for what he's putting out on
the
field.
It'd be like Romano complaining that he doesn't get the eighth inning every game. Or the ninth inning every game.
Oh, but they told me I was going to be a closer. They promised. It's like, are you serious?
Right.
I'm so annoyed with this guy. So honestly, I wouldn't care if he's not a Philly. Like, they can't afford to get rid of him right now because they just don't have bats. But I'm good on Max Kepler.
Ray, are you as far as James is with that?
I'm so annoyed with Dombrowski, who's never fixed this outfield. I mean,
no, that's another way to look at it.
You know, this guy's been to come out and complain. It's just when you're not performing. I mean,
yeah, He's not performing.
I mean,
he did have a nice throw to the plate this weekend, obviously, that saved the run. But he's been a good left fielder. He's been a bad hitter.
Yeah.
Been a bad hitter. You can't be that bad and complain. It'd be like Aguilar in 20-whatever complaining, like, well, why don't you throw me the ball more? Well, why don't you catch it more? Like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
You have limitations, as exhibited by the 3 of 24 against lefties.
Yeah.
You're not what we want you or need you to be against righties.
So
you don't get to play. It's not automatic. And this whole idea that you were promised the position, that's not how it works. You have to live up to your end.
I'm with
you,
John.
You play well.
Yeah. I'm not as far as James is. With your stance, James. I mean, I'm not like terribly far away from it, but I'm going to give him a little grace here. But he's got to play better.